Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 29th and the whole week ahead. Now the emphasis on the sign of Libra today is good for you. It's certainly good for being with friends and belonging to a club or a group or any kind of organisation where you can make friends or meet friends. There's a loveliness about today when you are the kind of Sagittarian who loves to connect with other people in some way. It's about being social. And here's your Sunday stars. Gorgeous energy from Venus and Uranus makes this a day to remember. I don't know how, because it's going to come in all different forms and all different energies, and it will be different for every Sagittarian individually. But with Venus and Uranus around, the surprise could be financial, it can be romantic, it can be all kinds of things. But prepare for something very interesting and exciting to happen today or soon. And here's your Monday stars. Now Venus is going to leave the sign of Gemini, which of course is your relationship sign, and move into Cancer. Before she does, therefore, if there's anything that's been left undone or not said that just needs clearing up or sorting, then do it today when it comes to you and somebody else. Especially if the relationship is to do with love or if it's to do with money. Don't leave things unsaid. And here's your Tuesday stars. Well, the moon moves into your sign today. It's a singleton moon, so it's got no energy to it. Remember, the moon has no light of her own, so her silvery charm is based very much on the people that is around her. And so that means you need to bring people around you who are good, of a goodly heart, who are generous, who are kind and are positive, because that way you can ensure yourself a positive day ahead. And here's your Wednesday stars. All kinds of things can happen around you today. Because the moon's in your sign and there's a mixture of different aspects, a cocktail of cosmic offerings, then what it does mean is there's all kinds of things you can deal with. Now, what to steer clear with? Anything where a person you know to be deceitful or a liar, and also young people who in some way are just not taking to discipline, are out of control. Apart from that, everything else looks good in the hood. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, that moon conjunct Saturn in your sign and trine Uranus certainly is good for all kinds of things. If you've got some sensible, resourceful things to do, then do them now. It's a good day for being responsible and dutiful and, well, just holding other people to account if they've not been doing the right thing by you. But with Uranus around and moving backwards, I think there's a little bit of excitement in the atmosphere to come too. Here's your Friday stars. A heavy aspect between Jupiter, your ruler, in the 11th house, squared by Pluto in the second house, does mean you've got to be so aware that even a person you call a friend may be unscrupulous or a fraud. Steer clear of people, especially where money is concerned and where trust is at stake, because there's just something not right. And it's best you steer clear of them rather than get too involved. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.